It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I'd like to point out that Violetta sings along with this every day.
It's catchy. You should dance, doesn't it, in your chair, just kind of sit there?
She dances at all the commercial music.
Even Cars for Kids?
Oh, especially Cars for Kids. That's her favorite. She gets up and sings. She's the little girl voice in the Cars for Kids. Right now, I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom. $50 gift certificate to the 19th caller at 312-981-7200.
Number five.
Without mentioning him by name, Hillary Clinton slammed Donald Trump's meeting with Mexico's president today. This isn't a speech before the meeting. She was at the American Legion convention in Cincinnati, Ohio, where Trump will be tomorrow.
You don't build a coalition by insulting our friends or acting like a loose cannon. You do it by putting in the slow, hard work of building relationships. Getting countries working together was my job every day as your Secretary of State. It's more than a photo op. It takes consistency and reliability.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah. He made it look pretty easy today. He had Nieto eating out of his hand.
Kind of felt that way,
yeah,
didn't it?
At the presidential palace. It's fine.
He said that he'd be okay with revising NAFTA to modernize it.
Right. He's changing his own. He's moderating and softening his own positions here. Although he goes, I don't know. People tell me it's harder. And he does that because, I just figured it out. I think the people who really love Trump know that he's just driving people with logic nuts. It's like the people who are nattering nabobs of negativity.
Great way to put it.
Yes. As who was that? Was that not Nixon, but I think it was actually his vice president. Wasn't it? The guy who went to jail?
Spiro Agnew.
Mm-hmm. Who said it? But there was a. This is a great thing. I mean, it drives people like me nuts that Trump can turn it around and then completely reverse course. And says, no, I'm not. And his supporters go, no, he's not. It's like they just want the guy. They don't care how he gets there. They just want him in there because he's got the right attitude and he's going to be tough and he's going to give them a what for and he's got their backs and he's just as angry seeming as they are. Even though they don't get that, he doesn't really give a crap about it. He just wants to win. He just wants the plane. He wants to be able to have Air Force One because he thinks he's got the best plane in private aviation and he wants to get the best plane in the world. Honest to God, I think that's all he's in this thing for. All right, checking in at
number four.
All right, here he is, Donald Trump meeting with the Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, today. And he was joined by Jeff Sessions, a senator from Alabama, and Rudy Giuliani, who has also jumped off of the sanity bridge with with Trump.
It's kind of hard, though, when he says these things that just put you out there as a surrogate and people like him have to justify and say, yeah, that's normal. No, well, that's right.
He's saying even crazier things just trying to draw fire from the press. It's crazy. This will go down in history. They'll study this for a century.
Oh,
how this happened when he becomes president of the United States in November. Wow.
I did look at the polls there because I was saying to you off air that I felt in the swing states, Hillary Clinton will still do very well and will carry the election because of that. But there is a new poll out that says her lead in the key swing states is narrowing.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there's some time still.
Showed you last. I took a picture of this.
I know you did.
Last week, I showed you that map, the electoral map.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you this is how it's going to end. The doomsday scenario is it's 269, 269.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's a pretty easy way that he actually gets to 275 or whatever that number is. And the 271 is what he has to get to. And I think I've got one that's 275. I don't have it up in front of me. I showed a very wise political observer over the weekend this.
Mm-hmm.
A guy who knows so much about these things. Been
about
covering
elections.
Them for 40 years at the network television level. And I showed it to him. And he goes, oh, my God, you're right.
Oh, God. Oh, God, really?
I know. It scared me when
he's sitting there with numbers and moving things around. I'm like, I don't know.
He goes,
not sure.
He goes, it could happen. Oh, my God, you're right. This could happen.
Well, what was scary about it was that some of the states that seem like, you didn't even give him Colorado, right, as I recall, and some other states that seem like a lot of might think he needs to win in order to win, but you took those out of his column and you still figured out a path.
Mm-hmm.
So either case is possible.
Now, Trump said both sides, he and Nieto, or Peña Nieto, discussed the campaign pledge to complete a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. But they never really talked about the payment.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor. And I call you a friend. Thank you. We want what's good for the United States. And the president wants what's good for Mexico. And in sitting down and in talking, we both realize that we've realized this from the beginning, that it's good for both of us.
He was so appropriate, so well-behaved today. I know you said, Roe, that he looked like a 10-year-old boy when he was waiting to speak because he just didn't seem like, you know, he was okay with someone else being in the center of attention. But at the end of the day, he showed this, you know, that he was capable of having this kind of a constructive conversation, which was sort of surprising.
We'll play the part where he backs off the payment part. Anyway, I was going to discuss that with him. What, are you kidding me? We'll play that coming up as we talk to the woman from Reuters coming up.
Was that during the question and answer
session?
Yes,
during the question and answer. Jonathan Carl asked him a question about, did you say, hey, does this guy know he's paying for the wall? Oh, wait till you hear this answer. All right, so we'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Potter Medic has a WGN Traffic Trouble Spots, the dancing one.
Baseball season, it's in full swing, and the Chicago Tribune has put together the ultimate crosstown showdown. Head to chicagotribune.com/greatest. Vote for Chicago's greatest baseball players of all time. It is presented by Wintrust.
Top 5-5 continues right here on 720 WGN. Checking in at
number 3.
Former NFL quarterback Tim Tebow. Although I think that's being generous, don't you?
He was,
and he had a... He had kind of a bit of a half a miracle year with Denver.
I could say that. Winning the playoff game, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would call it a miracle as well, Ro.
Yes. So would he, by the way.
But he was a NFL quarterback. Why does everybody root against poor Tim Tebow?
Because.
Why?
I'll let you answer that, Ro.
No, I want to hear.
I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because Tim Tebow was really not a great mechanical quarterback. I mean, he was an okay backup quarterback, but. He became a cause celeb politically because he's very religious, and he was a virgin, right? Is he married yet?
He's cute.
Yeah, but he's a virgin. Oh, is that a lie though, do you think? Anyway, whatever the point is. He said he made a big deal out of his own religion, and then when he got cut by teams, people politically in some of the TV networks and stuff and the conservative or religious conservative political phalanx picked up his cause as look, they're cutting him because he's so religious. And it was all that. And it was like, no, they're not. They're cutting him because he doesn't have the mechanics. He didn't make it in the NFL. But now he's trying to make it in baseball.
And yeah, what's wrong with that?
No, I think that's spot on. Like, I think the coverage he got for being such a bad quarterback was unbelievable.
Right.
It's not like Brian Hoyer, who's had a better career than Tim Tebow, and is on the Cubs, is getting coverage from ESPN the way Tim Tebow does.
On the Bears.
On the Bears. Yeah. Brian Hoyer on the Bears.
He was a Heisman Trophy winner, right?
Yeah, in college was a whole different ball.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
He was
great in college,
but then when you get to the NFL and everyone's faster, stronger, bigger, and your gimmicky type offense that you ran in college no chance in the NFL won't translate.
Heisman Trophy winners very rarely ever translate into great NFL players.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a separation.
It's hit or miss. Yeah.
How weird is that?
Mm-hmm. Well, to Kevin's point, it's a different game. These are guys.
It's just so much harder.
You figure those are the best of the best. The
Not necessarily. They're the best. They're the best offensive players in a system that
exactly
that shows them off.
Don't be ruining college football. For
I'm not.
Me.
I love college football.
I love college football. I think that's what makes
college. But that's just a reality.
You see
go
different
Cats.
Styles. Go Cats. Kickoff Saturday, by the way.
Oh,
right. Here
what other teams have won 10 games? The Cats are going to the Cats are going to win more games than the Bears this year. And they play four less in the regular season.
I'd take that bet. I like
SIU's going to win more games than the Bears. Come on.
All right. But can I give you mind if I just continue
and yes,
on
he
here?
Is a virgin, and he wants to remain one until he's married.
Yeah,
here's Tebow, who's a nice man, great man, but they made a lot out of him because of his adherence to his religion, which is great, but it has nothing to do with his skills. But he did tell reporters he had a good time trying out for major leagues for baseball yesterday, because he just loves baseball, even though he hasn't played it in an organized way since eighth grade.
I had a lot of fun. I feel like I did pretty good. It was a, it was really fun. It was really fun. The most fun is hitting live pitching, because it's just a one-on-one battle out there. And, you know, I think I got about 20 at-bats or so, and it was really fun. I pursue what I'm passionate about. This is something that I'm excited about putting in the work. This is not something that, you know, I'm doing for publicity, and I'm definitely not doing it financially.
Why then? Why are you doing a press conference?
Because everybody wants to talk to him.
One major league scout said, excuse me, one major league scout said, quote, he sucked. I'm not kidding.
He did it. Didn't he knock one out of the park, though?
He did.
He did have a home run.
He did against,
that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
His swing is horrific looking.
Sort of like his release.
Exactly. And he said his arm was weak, which was just like in the NFL. He had a weak arm.
The Schaumburg Boomers have already offered him a contract.
Yeah,
of course, because
again, because
that's the thing. Because he's become this. He's like a.
He attracts people. I'm sure fans come in the stands to see him.
Yeah,
and they're
because he's a big church following. There's pastors, evangelical pastors all over the country that say that he got screwed because he loves God, and he's become a cause celeb within that.
But he hasn't said that. If he's taken that stance,
Look, if you can play in professional sports, look, Tommy La Stella's on the Cubs roster tonight after he threw a fit for the past month, and they still bring him up because he can play. If a guy can play in any professional level, they're going to get you on a professional team. And Tebow can't play. He's not an NFL quarterback.
Nor a Major League Baseball player.
We'll
all right, here we go. Okay. From your lips to God's
I'm
ears.
Number two.
Chris Brown has been released on $250,000 bond in Los Angeles, arrested yesterday for assault with a deadly weapon after a woman called for help from a gathering at his home. That's a nice way of putting it. There was a standoff with police. Bailey Curran is the woman. She called 911. She now says to ABC that she went to the house because she hadn't seen Chris for years.
A business associate was saying he's got music videos coming up, future projects. So I figured, okay, why not put a face to the name again and see each other, and maybe I can potentially be in one of his music videos or future projects. Ray J, Chris, some tattoo artist was there, a couple of other girls. I had my one friend. I thought he was going to shoot me. That's why I'm just like, okay, I'm going, let me go. I didn't want anything to escalate more because, hello, he's holding a gun to me.
She went there for him to shoot her in a different way, and then she almost got shot in that way, is what she's saying.
Her reaction is almost just like Ryan Lochte's.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, there's absolutely no emotion to it at all, which seems strange given the circumstances. I felt that way, too.
No. Now, there's one of her friends who was there says that she's lying about all of that. She's told TMZ.
Says that she texted him right after to say, you know, he's about to go down and seemed excited about that. So,
yeah. All right.
There
whatever.
You go.
This is an a-hole on a-hole crime.
Number one.
It is a widely reported scam. Scammers call saying there's a warrant out for your arrest if you don't pay up unpaid taxes or tickets or whatever it is. And a lot of people fall for it. But not Dawn Belmonte of Ontario, Canada.
Hello?
Yeah, Miss Marisa?
Yes.
Okay, just hold on.
Please, I have to phone someone to take care of my children.
Miss Marisa, are you there? Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Miss Marisa, this is David. I'm the head of your department with Revenue Canada. Now, I got the information from one of my colleagues that there has been a case filed against you, but you're short of money. You don't have money right now, right?
No, I have nothing.
Nothing. Then he goes on to tell her she'd be arrested. She knew it was a scam. And then?
Okay, now, miss, do you have any kind of a line of a credit in your bank?
No, I have nothing. My husband took all our money. He's in jail right now because he had tax evasion, and now he's going to get me in trouble.
And now, let me tell you one thing. No need to cry. One thing over here, do not get worried about anything, because this is whatever we have told you is totally wrong. This is a scam, and we were just trying to take money out of you, okay?
Oh, my goodness.
Now you need to take care that from now onwards, if you get any call from anybody asking you for money, make sure don't pay anything to them.
How about that? She turned the scammer by crying. That is pretty good. I like that.
A scammer with a heart.
Right. And the scammer is going to get fired at the scamming
Poor
agency.
Guy. the scamming call center.
Yes. I mean, that's going to be bad when he goes, you know what? I felt so bad for her. Aww. She started to cry. All right, you're out of here. Get out. You are the worst scammer. You are fired.
Bad
scammer. This is the worst guy at his job in all of Bhopal, India, or wherever this was happening today.
He admits to scamming her, like trying to scam
her. I am so sorry. At least the guy's got a heart.
Yes.
All right, we'll give him some credit. All right, that's it.
The top five at five.